At community centers authorized by the Ministry of Culture, young people use their mobile devices to take advantage of the free Wi-Fi connectivity.
Even though it doesn't have the highest speed and all, it's free. You can get on the internet most of the time.
Only a limited number of Cuban citizens have private internet connections, which are not cheap. Foreigners can use the internet at hotels, also at steep prices. The government's promises of greater connectivity remain unfulfilled. But private citizens do own computers, and some of them are forming local networks to experiment, connect, and socialize.
Sustituyendo el internet que no tenemos, sustituyendo a una red local donde nosotros mismos.
Replacing the internet which we don't have for a local network where we have created forums, we've created servers with games where people share with each other. They exchange ideas, debate all kinds of topics, sports, culture, music.
De conversaciones, deporte, cultura, música.
Cables usually run over the rooftops. This one connects 10 people in the same neighborhood.
El décimo cable es el que realiza la conexión a las demás.
The 10th cable is the one which makes the connection to all the others. The 10th cable is connected to another switch, which is connected to another switch, and on and on. That is how the connection with other people is made.
Con los demás, las demás personas.
Exchanging music and movies and playing games do not attract the suspicion of the authorities, but discussions are another matter.
Everybody knows that we are being watched, and they get very picky and jumpy because nobody wants to lose their investment, nobody wants to lose their entertainment, the only alternative they have. And well, it's a complicated matter.
Knowing that computer game enthusiasts in other countries play tournaments with distant fellow gamers, young Cubans hope that someday they too will be able to play over the internet.
Not necessarily only in the United States, but any other country. But to do that, this local connection that we have must be turned into the internet.
Unfortunately, the Cuban government's fear of the free flow of information may hamper their wishes for some time. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.